Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Oops. I guess I'm a little early. Is anybody else on the line?
I'm here, Ted, yes. We're several minutes early. I was just taking a mud bath here at the health club in Miami Beach while I waited.
Oh, hi, Doc. How's it going?
It's going fine for me, Ted. I feel that this warm climate is very conducive to my psychic health. But more to the point, Ted, how's it going for you?
Oh, it's going okay, I suppose. I mean, it's friggin' cold up here, and there are no women, and... you know?
Let's explore that, Ted. I couldn't help but notice the hostility you were showing towards Ked during our last broadcast. I think you should take a look at that.
Take a look? What's there to take a look at? He's got that new Fancy Pants podcast, and...
and he's not playing out his role as a submissive sidekick? Is that it, Ted? And TLL Diphone has begun to express some interest in him as a sexual being. Am I getting warm, Ted? You can't bear to think of your psychic with TLL while you freeze in Alaska. So, how was your relationship with your mother?
What relationship?
Now I am beginning to see.
Now wait just a minute, Doc. My relationship with my mother was just fine. I mean, she worked herself to the bone doing the night shift at the phone company, but she and I were close. She used to come home, and we'd say, "How are you feeling, Mom?" And she'd say, at the tone, "The time will be, oh, I'm feeling fine." Until one night, she came home, and said at the tone, "The time will be, midnight exactly," and... sorry, Doc, the memory is still very painful.
And now you are the host of a show, where every week, you struggle to nail down the time, eh? Don't you think you should take a look at that? And Ket is always, little buddy, or big guy, or my admiring fan. Shall we explore that as well?
Doc, stop. Please, I can't take it. I'm in such pain. You gotta help me, Doc.
Yes, Ted, I will help you. At the count of three, you will drift off into a hypnotic trance. 1, 2, 3, Ted.
Wow, I feel like I'm floating.
Listen to me, Ted, I'm going to take you back. Back to that little tar paper shack right next door to the phone company substation. What do you see?
I see an old reel-to-reel tape recorder, and I see my mom. She's speaking the time. Mom, can you hear me? Mom, what time is it? Mom, we don't have anything to make a tone. Mom, I'm going to grow up and be a famous robot. You just wait, Mom.
Ted, I want you to get up and walk out of that tar paper shack. You know where you want to go. Get up and go there.
Excuse me, Mom, I have to go somewhere. I'll be back later. I am leaving the tar paper shack. I am headed towards the newspaper office building.
Good, Ted, what newspaper is it? Can you read it on the side of the building?
I'm having trouble reading it. It's in a funny font, like I don't know, Times Roman.
Good, Ted, you are heading towards the New York Times office building. Why are you going there?
I need to deliver the feeds. I want to deliver the feeds. Must deliver feeds. All the feeds. Must deliver business, and opinion, and books, and travel. The people want me to deliver the feeds.
Good, Ted, at the count of three, you will snap out of it. 1, 2, 3.
Wow, where am I? What time is it?
Hello, Ted, it's time for the Daily Morse Code, which we will all support you in producing once a week. This, and other related feeds, such as the Cleveland, Ohio weather feed, and much more, can be found in the technology text to speech section at ipodder.org, or Google Podcast Network. 1, 2, 3.